Is someone praying? Pray, let it be from the depth of your heart. Salabrande kaparuza siate balaku siatash. Zikete prendes kulapahasiata. The last day of the feast, that great day, he came and said, if any man thirst, let him come and drink. Father, give me an encounter by your mercy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, because of the timing, the first and second service, we couldn't pray, you know, have some time to pray and all of that. So we'll just combine it in this session. For those who attended the first, second service, you are still following online, just connect your heart. The concept of distance and time is only something that is just for the physical effect. But in the realm of the spirit, from wherever you are, God can visit you. So don't feel that because I'm not in the first service or second service, open up your heart from everywhere you are and connect, and God will give you a visitation in the name of Jesus. Now, I don't know how we're going to do it, but we'll still do our best to observe the social distancing. Let me say it in advance. And so please do well. If someone is under the anointing close to you, just make sure that if you're going to help them, please help them so that we don't violate anything at all. Just do the best that you can. Work, cooperate with the ushers, cooperate with all the people. We'll do our very best. We are responsible people to see that whilst we minister the word and the life of God, we do our best to walk within the provisions allowed. Praise the Lord. Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good. Before I took a breath, lift your hands and sing.
Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, he chases me down, finds in love found. Here's the night tonight. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself.
Hallelujah. I'd like you to open your mouth in 1 minute and begin to mention the things that by the mercy of God must get out of your life in this season. Are we praying? We are people of prayer. Begin to pray from the depth of your heart. Father, by your mercy, shalaparagadozazia katebalanash, shabrandas kabaragadozazia katebalatash. Our God is a merciful God. He can arise and shake up things and bring liberty. Someone is praying. Let it be from the depth of your heart. You following at home, following in your office, your car, wherever, lift your voice and pray. Participate in this prayer session. Shalaka parada segede balakata.
No shadow you will light up, mountain you will climb up, coming after me. No wall you will break down, lie you will tear down, coming after me. No shadow you will light up, no shadow you will light up, mountain you will climb up, coming after me. No wall you you won't coming after me.
Shaladosa da brendeka parusia
sadaba. No, you won't king down. Lie, you won't tear down. Coming after me.
Hallelujah. I'm hearing in my spirit strength for your weakness. God is imparting strength. There are people, this journey is overwhelming you. You need strength. The Bible says, and if you fall in the day of battle, some of you are in ministry, some of you, your family lives, and I'm hearing strength in my spirit. Strength. In the name of Jesus, receive the strength of the spirit. The stamina, capacity in the spirit. Capacity in the spirit. Lift your voice and receive that strength. Father, I receive it. Strength for the journey. In the name of Jesus Christ. Strength in ministry. Strength for my business. No shadow you will light up.
No shadow you will light up.
Mountain you won't climb up. Coming after me. No wall you will kick down. Lie you will tear down.
Coming after me.
There's no shadow you will light up.
No shadow you will light up. Mountain you won't climb up. Coming after me.
Hallelujah. I thought I'll be able to share the last parable and just establish it, but this is the last session and we just have to let God do the things that He wants to do. The Lord is imparting strength, and I'm going to pray. Many of you don't know the power of strength in the spirit. Paul said that you'll be strengthened in your inner man. You need capacity in this journey. You need stamina. It is strong men that retain wealth. It is strong men that finish strong. Desire is not enough. You will need strength to ward off all the onslaughts, the assaults of darkness. You need capacity. Capacity in the spirit. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to minister to you by the Spirit. We'll sit down shortly. But please just allow me to do my thing. We'll do our best, like I said, to observe the social distancing. But we need to pray. There is a need for that infusion of strength. And for some of you, what you are receiving is not just for yourself alone. You are receiving it for the journey ahead. You are receiving it for families. You are receiving it for ministry. That capacity. The strength to pray. The strength to travail. I'm praying for you right now. The power of God is going to come on some of you. I don't know how we'll walk with the ushers. Let's just have them in the name of Jesus. I'm seeing that strength first for prayer, the strength to travail, the weakness in the spirit and the flesh. In the name of Jesus, may that grace and that anointing rest upon you now. Take that strength. Take that strength. I release upon you. It's coming like fire upon you. In the name of Jesus, bring them out. That strength in the spirit, capacity, the strength to pray, the capacity to travail until things shift in the spirit, the ability to look away, to look away. Please bring them. Let's have some of the ushers help them. In the name of Jesus, receive strength, capacity, the minister of prayer. I revive it in the name of Jesus. Whatever has killed that stamina in the spirit. Matalis kabarakato shete branda kata. Embrekete teketeketekete. Beras kopada. That wind of the mercy of God. Blowing away spiritual laxity. Blowing away limitation in the spirit. No shadow you will light up.
Coming after me.
No wall you won't kick down.
I won't take down. Coming after me.
There's no shadow you won't light.
drink them out. The Bible says, it is not of him that willeth. That there is only so much willpower can take you. I'm seeing fire coming on this brother. Take that grace now. I release that anointing upon you, shifting you by the mercy of God. Please bring them out. So sorry for the commotion we're causing, but just bring them out and arrange them here. It's time for you to access the mercy of God that shifts you into dimensions in the spirit. Help that lady. In the name of Jesus, I bring you the ministry of the spirit in a dimension that will open up doors of mercy. Whether you are an usher or not, please help them. It is not of him that willeth. Intention is not enough to bring you victory in this kingdom. You can want to do good. You can want to live right. You can want to be kind. You can want to be responsible. But the forces that contend against men are not human. It is not of him that willeth. I want to preach. I want to evangelize. I want to win souls. I want to change lives. But it is not of him that willeth. The Bible says, it is also not of him that runneth. You can have the ability to run. You can have the creativity to run. The Bible says it is vain to wake up early in the morning and to sleep late in the night, only to eat the bread of sorrow. But it is of the Lord that showeth mercy. Intention is not enough. Desire is not enough. You can make your plans. I want to be great. I want to build a house. I want to start a great ministry. Your desire can only take you so far. It is not of him that willeth. It is not of him that runneth. Everyone who is in ministry will tell you that they started ministry with several people who till today still have a desire, but desire is not enough. The vicissitudes of life will beat your desire to death if that is the only thing you have. There are people who desire to build. There are people who desire to have children. There are people who desire to have things that are worth their living. But desire is not enough. It takes the mercy of God. Behind every strange result is the mercy of God, supported by his jealousy, backing men, producing extraordinary, inexplainable results. We're still praying. There is a serious impartation that God is doing. Very serious impartation that God is doing. Parado shalandas kabari katoshasiya tahaskaba. Manda libra ako zaziza na haskabaratu zedeketiash. Krapado zadekai. I'm seeing fire just falling on people. God is not telling me what it's for, but I'm seeing fire. It's a very strange wind. This is an ignition in the spirit. Please also bring them out if we can. In the name of Jesus, fire. I'm seeing the number 11. 11 people. There is a fire from this altar that is resting upon them for various reasons. Some is ministerial fire. God jacking you back to the call you have been running away from. God is saying, I have been calling you. God is saying, I've been anointing you. What is keeping you from that hunger, that passion, a restoration of that spiritual fire? In your homes, that fire from household of David coming upon you, igniting you, setting you ablaze, fanning that desire once again. The mercy of God, it is not of him that willeth. Listen, do not let your pride make you remain defeated in life. It takes more than desire to rise. There are many sincere people who will. The will of man is powerful. But the will of man is limited. The Lord is releasing a grace that is bringing multiplication over the works of people's hands. And I'm seeing fire come on people's hands right now as I'm praying. Some of you, you are jobless now, but as that fire comes on your hand, something strange begins to happen. Some of you have businesses that have refused to hear the word of the Lord. I bring you again by the Spirit, the ministry of the Spirit. I release you by the mercy of God. Everything that is of your hand, I command it to begin to walk. Everything that is of your hand, hear the word of the Lord. Your endeavors, ministry, business, let it be blessed, carrying the fire that burns away delay, that burns away every chaff. Hallelujah. The Lord is showing me a vision in the realm of the spirit. And I'm seeing what I saw with Samson in the Bible. I'm seeing someone's hair just grow back. I know it doesn't mean physical hair, because your hair is a symbol of your glory. And by this, I believe God is saying, no matter what you've lost, dimensions in the spirit you once walked in, and something happened in your life. Prayer dimensions, dimensions of power. You walked in dimensions of grace. At the count of three, like a tornado, may that wind sweep away everything that looks like limitation. One, two, three. Take that fire. Take that fire. Take that fire. I ignite you like it happened to Samson. Step into a new dimension. Like it happened to Samson here at household of David, speaking to the nations, return in power, return in grace, return with the energizing of the spirit. No shadow you will light up, mountain you will climb up, coming after me. No wall you will kick down. There's no shadow you will light up.
No shadow you will light up. Mountain you won't climb up. Coming out to me. No wall you won't get down. No you won't tear down. Coming out to me.
I just saw a miracle happen to someone. You have a lump on your breast, but check it now. Check it now. You will find out that the power of God has touched you. I just saw this in a vision. In the name of Jesus Christ, you call it the wind of mercy. It's not just the name of a program. It's an experience that should bring you into a superior dimension of spiritual conviction. Hallelujah. Who is Jennifer? Jennifer, I'm hearing a name, Jennifer. Is there someone with that name? Jennifer, we have to just be very fast. I'm hearing Jennifer, and the Lord is bringing restoration to the family of Jennifer. This is what I'm hearing in the spirit. In the name of Jesus, we speak it, we declare it by the Spirit of God. By the Spirit of God, there is someone, you are sitting on a chair now, you are watching from Kenya. You are following from Kenya. You are a woman. Your son is sitting by your side. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that God is bringing supernatural restoration to that family. From Kenya, you are watching, you are following from Kenya. Your son is sitting by your side. I bring you the power of the Spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, we command seasons of dryness to come to an end. In the name of Jesus Christ, comes to an end. Now, there is a family God wants to deliver from the spirit of death. And the anointing of the spirit is going to come upon that two people with a loud shout. Sometimes you see that God does these things. Please, I want you to bring them. I need to rebuke the spirit of death. Because I'm seeing between now and December, I'm seeing obituary. But not when the mercy of God is here. Bring them out. A loud shout. the Spirit of God is coming upon two of them. They don't even know. You see, brothers and sisters, the ministry of the Spirit comes to the root of the issues in your life and solves it once and for all. You don't destroy a tree by removing the leaves when you cut it from the root. Now, some of these families you are seeing, I'm not a prophet of doom, but you just sit down and hear that somebody has just died. No. This is where the ministry of the hearing ear and the seeing eye becomes a blessing to the body. Oh death, where is your sting? And oh grave, where is your victory? I come in the name of Jesus and I declare now, I command by the Spirit the plague of death that should happen to this family between now and December, in the name of Jesus, by the Spirit of life, we declare it canceled forever. Come on, household of David, agree with me. Canceled forever. Canceled forever. Canceled forever. In the name of Jesus. Godwin. Godwin. I'm hearing a name, Godwin. Who is that Godwin? I'm hearing your name is Godwin. You are wearing like a jacket, something that looks greenish, with a jacket with a zip or something like that. Who is that? What's your name? Godwin. Stand up, my friend. No shadow you won't light up,
mountain you won't climb up, coming after me.
What do you do, my friend? This man, yes. You are a student. You love Jesus? Please come and stand here. I don't know who this gentleman is. What's your name? Okay, no problem. Hold on. I'm looking at this man. And the Lord is telling me to ask you the name of the person who spoke to Abraham in the Bible. Someone who spoke to Abraham, he was a priest. Not Melchizedek. When he was going to go and get a wife for Isaac. That was Eliezer, right? Who was Eliezer? The servant. Abraham's servant. What's your name?
Eliezer.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just sharing with you what I'm seeing. My friend, God is going to use you mightily. You hear what? I don't know you from anywhere. God is going. Where are you from? You are Igbo. God is going to use you to tear down altars. You see what I'm telling you? Your family is in real trouble, and God is raising you to be a very strong voice. I stretch my hands. The grace that makes for power with God in the Spirit, may that grace rest upon you, that you will never forget this conference at Household of David. I impart that grace right now upon you. Receive that anointing. Step into new dimensions in the Spirit. You will never be small. You will never be small. I empower you with the grace of God. Go and do exploits. Tear down the altars of Baal that continue to frustrate people within your vicinity. In the name of Jesus Christ. My friend, what's your name? I can't even remember what I said. Godwin, where are you from? I want to pray for you. Uyo, right? You are from Uyo? I want to pray for you because I'm seeing the Lord saying that he's showing mercy. Where's your mother? Tell mama that the month of October is a strange month of breakthrough for this family. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the Spirit, may that grace rest upon you, rest upon your mother, in the name of Jesus Christ. Rest upon your mother. You are here. You had the dream of this conference. The dream of this conference. You had it a few days ago.
This is what the Lord is telling me. Who is that person? You had it like a dream. Don't tell lies. So you are in the presence of Jesus Christ. You had a dream where they were ministering in this conference, and that it was a revelation that came. Well, wherever that person is, the Lord wants to do something in your life that you saw being done to you in the dream. This is why I'm asking. You see, sometimes spiritual things, I'm not in your room talk. You had a dream. You had a dream this morning. What time did you have the dream? And you saw us ministering in the morning. Where are you? You're a member in this church. You saw a dream, and that's what brought you here.
I actually registered for the program, sir. This morning I saw it, and I saw that the post. I knew this church used to be somewhere around Allen Avenue side. So I saw that as I was heading there, they now directed me that they have moved from this place. So I said, I didn't know, but this is the program I'm going for.
That's what brought you
and
here.
That's what brought me
Lift
here.
Lift your hands. In the name of Jesus, I don't know you, but I pray for you, my friend. By the power of the Holy Spirit, the grace that must move you from where you are to where you need to be. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, may that grace rest upon you now. Help him. I release that grace upon you. In the name of Jesus. Who is this guy? Hold on. Where are you from? What do you do? You are a pastor. You are about to step into a new dimension in ministry. You didn't come alone. Who did you come with? You came alone? Because I'm seeing a woman standing by your side. Are you married? Where is she? There is an impartation that woman is supposed to receive. But let her follow as she's watching her. You receive your own. What church? Your church, your ministry? Christ Ambassadors Ministry. That's the name of your ministry. You believe in the anointing. You believe in impartation. Lift your hands. I shift you by the Spirit. The limitations you've had in ministry, let it dry up now. In the name of Jesus, step into new levels of possibilities. And I release this same grace for your wife. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My dear, who's this lady? Where are you from? Because I'm seeing something connecting me and you. Huh? What's your state? Huh?
From Jos.
No shadow you won't light up. Mountain you won't climb up.
Coming up to me.
Go to Pastor Shola's wife and let her lay hands and pray on you. Just go and do what I'm asking you to do. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'd like you to pray. Everything that has challenged you from January till now, I'm releasing my faith with you. Open your mouth and begin to pray. In the name of Jesus, we release our faith here. This mountain before Zerubbabel, you shall become plain. Is someone lifting their voice to pray? Father, at this Wind of Mercy conference, lift your voice and pray. You are in church. Be serious. Let's pray. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm hearing in my spirit the cry of a baby. That means someone who is barren is about to rejoice. I'm hearing the cry of a baby. This is what I'm hearing. And of course, I'm just going to pray, but it seems to me like there is a particular person here that came trusting God for the fruit of the womb. The fruit of the womb. Please, who is that person? Is there someone like that? Is there someone like that? Hold on, I know there are people who, well. Come, you're the one. Come and stand. Help her, please. The presence of God is mighty. My dear, rejoice.
You will stand on this altar with your baby in the presence of everyone. The Bible says children are a heritage from the Lord. You see, when a miracle meeting is happening like this, take your mind away from report and some of, if you allow those things, they will plant unbelief in your life. There is another system of routing possibilities. My dear, stand up, don't cry. He said, weep not, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed. He is worthy to open the book and to unlock the scrolls. You are a member in this church? Come. Where are you coming from?
You mean the church?
No, not church. Where location?
Okay,
oh, Lagos, yeah.
Yes.
You are not a member of this church?
No, I'm not.
But you believe in what God is going to do?
I certainly do.
You came alone?
No.
Are you married? Where's your husband? Husband. This God, eh? This God is a mighty God, oh. Let me tell you the truth. Sir, you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? You believe he will do a miracle for you? How long have you been married? 5 years now. Was it a boy or a girl you saw in your dream? Huh?
Triplets.
Huh?
Triplets.
Triplets. I didn't say what do you want to. Remember, there's a difference between what you want, your desire, and what you saw in the dream. My dear, stand up. Let's pray. I hope you don't mistake what you are doing for pride. Nobody has the power in himself to work this out. However, with God, that when the Spirit of God empowers you, you cease to be normal. You cease to be a pure human being. The same way people meet with spirits and no longer become, you may have a normal flesh, but don't be mistaken. There is a depth of power that supports this thing that we do. Sir, look at me. My first prayer is not even for fruit of the womb. My first prayer, what do you do? I want to pray for you. Between now and November, write it down. The way you will so shift, people will even think you went to collect a charm. I don't know why people think that God cannot lift people. Let me tell you, the prophetic is powerful. Just because it has been abused does not mean that there is no power in it. That when you meet the grace sent to you, by this time tomorrow, the prophet said, I speak to you, sir, in the name of Jesus, here at House of David, I release you within now and November, step into strange dimensions of possibilities. And for you, my dear, lay your hands on your womb in the name of Jesus. Father, you are the one who gives children. We are praying for this woman in the open. I don't care what the medical report is. In the name that is above all names, according to the time of life, like Eli spoke to her, I declare, carry your children. Carry your children. I change what needs to be changed. I remove what needs to be removed. In the name of Jesus, and by the Spirit of grace, we release you. I pray for the other woman. Help this woman. I curse the spirit responsible for barrenness. I'm seeing like a chain around her womb area. This one on the floor. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke that devil. I rebuke that devil. Two of you will be a sign and a wonder to yourselves. In the name of Jesus. My dear, you are going to have a baby boy, this one on the ground, in the name of Jesus Christ. Shout Jesus as loud as you can. In the name of Jesus Christ.
They call you Buki, Bukola. Where are you coming from? You're a member of this church? You came for this conference. Your life is about to change, huh? What do you do? Huh? What are you doing with injection? I'm seeing you hold injection. Help her with a mic. It's not working. You are a nurse. I'm seeing you hold injection. That's what I'm saying. I hope there's someone who knows her so that you don't go around saying people are cooking up. Huh? Okay, you're a member of this church.
Okay.
I want to pray for you. Where you are walking, soon you are going to leave there. What do you do? Are you walking?
Yes, sir.
Where?
A private hospital.
I'm seeing you leave there to a higher place. God is lifting you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Greater pay, greater conditions. This thing will surprise you. I stand upon the grace of your pastor and we release you into that dimension. I release you into that prophecy in the name of Jesus Christ. I release you into that prophecy. God will start giving you dreams. This lady on white, there is a grace coming on you. You will start seeing things in dreams. And as you see them, they will happen the way you have seen it. It's a dimension of the revelatory grace. I lay my hands upon you and I release you into that dimension. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you will step into that level by the Spirit of God. You will step into that dimension. You will never, never be the same. In the name of Jesus Christ. And my dear, for you, I pray. In the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that is tying your progress, I release you now. I release you from it. You're a very sincere lady, but I'm seeing a lot of things tie your progress. I release you from it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know who it is, but the Lord is saying, you're not going to use your money to pay the rent. I don't know, this is not making sense to me, but I'm saying it. The Lord is saying, you will not use your money to pay the rent. What you will use for the rent is coming. It is not going to be from your savings and your resources. I release that word for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I release that. Why is she out? No, you don't have to come out. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed. You pay. God will pay your rent in Jesus' name. Let her go back. If I don't ask you to come out, you don't have to come out. Huh? In the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know what has stood before you and has refused to let you move. I sense that God wants to move people right now. I hope I'm not wasting your time. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice. Say, Father. Shout it again. Say, Father, I decree and declare by your mercy, every obstacle standing before me, let the wind of mercy blow it out of my way. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Online, pray. Everywhere, pray. Let it be from the depth of your heart. Let the wind of mercy blow it away. Please pray from the depth of your heart. Hallelujah. Can I talk to you? Please stand up. Stand up. We are men. Please stand up. Where are you coming from? What's wrong with your wife?
She had five problems and she lost two babies.
Oh, just don't worry. I want to pray for you. Madam, you believe in Jesus? As surely as the Lord lives. You hear what I'm telling you? Two children went, miscarriage.
My two children. We lost one just last month here.
Oh my God.
After 3 months.
Look at this.
Just to tell us that the child child has congenital disorder because of the fibroids. We got to know this program.
Don't cry. How did you get to know about this program?
She was playing with her phone. The information, and I registered her myself, and I told her that we must be here today.
Listen, do you know the blessing that you bring to families when you invite people to church? It's not just that you are trying to look at this family. Look at a woman who has come with her husband. Madam, look at me. Please don't cry, sir. When you see a matured man crying with his wife, they are not acting. Remember what I taught you. Put yourself in people's shoes. You know what? Last month, your son died. Your child.
On the edge, after that day, we don't know. A spirit just came upon us. We began to listen to your message every day.
Your daughter,
yes.
Please cheer up. Listen, hold on. Before we minister to them, I think we need to comfort them. You just lost a child 1 month ago. Listen, it's okay. We're bringing you the comfort of the Spirit. Listen, I stand on behalf of Pastor Shola and the body of Christ to let you know that we love you. Do not think it is lack of your faith working, and do not think that God is not faithful. I want you to know that God is faithful. And even though your children may have gone, but God can find a way. He will always find a way of repaying you. So I just want you to know that we love you. Because you see, when things happen like this to people, they can be discouraged. I believe you prayed. I believe they did all kinds of things. So sometimes you just need to minister comfort to people. It's not just the issue of miracle. These people are wounded emotionally to have lost a child. Please don't cry, sir. Father, can we stretch our hands to these people? The way you pray for your own son, your own daughter, your own brother, your own mother, please pray from the depth of your heart. Father, restore. Halasutash kalabandosia. Restore. Now, madam, I release your children. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, please help her carefully. I decree and declare, the same way Job lost all his sons, lost all his daughters, lost his estate, and the Bible says God restored to Job twice. We stand as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ with the authority vested upon us. And in the name of Jesus, we proclaim and we declare restoration. Restoration. In the name of Jesus. For your shame, you will receive double. In the name of Jesus. And even the things you did not pray for, I ask my God to give it to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Please carry your wife gently. It is done. Huh? In Jesus' name. I curse that fibroid. Please carry her carefully. And I declare that devil and that spirit, I curse you out of this body. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please stretch your hands towards me. Anybody holding what should have entered your hand now. In the name of Jesus Christ, the God of heaven, the giver of all good things, I stretch my hands back to you and I declare that everything God has destined that must enter your hand, whoever will be used by God to release it, I compel them to release it to you now. I compel them to release it to you now. I compel them to release it to you. Shapakatakatata. I compel them to release it to you. Shepreketos kabariakata. Embreketes kepakata. Shakatas kabakata. Embreketeketeketekete. Shekete prokotopakata. Mantas kabakato sheketa. Embreketokeseketeketa. Reketeketeketa. I release it to you in the name of Jesus Christ. And that night, Ahasuerus could not sleep. And he said, bring me the chronicles. And he opened the chronicles and found where Mordecai had done something good and was not rewarded.
And he said, who is in the chamber there? And her man came. He said, what must be done to a man who has done this? Anyone you have shown mercy to in the past, everybody whose life you have been part of, and yet a reward has not come for you, as this wind of mercy blows to your life, I provoke strange rewards in the name of Jesus. Financial rewards, rewards of lifting. We open the book of remembrance by the blood of the Lamb in the name of Jesus. And when Mordecai said what should be done to the man, he said, quickly go and do the same for Mordecai. And they put him upon the king's chariot, and he wore the robe of royalty and began to go around the city. And they said, bow the knee, that everywhere you see him. Listen, we're in strange seasons where God is marking his people and bringing a level of beauty and glory. God is proving a point with his people to show that it pays to serve Jesus, because it looks like believers are having the same result with unbelievers. Unless the people in the world make the mistake of believing that God is a user and not a blesser. God wants to move in this season. Everywhere there is darkness, that's when the power of God begins to move. It says, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and God said, let there be light. And Isaiah said, arise and shine. Even though there is darkness, that Gentiles will come to your light. They are kings to the brightness of your rising. It is not of him that willeth. It is not of him that desires. It is not even of him that can run. But it is of the Lord that showeth mercy. A scripture that Pastor Oju shared here earlier this year. Very powerful scripture. How that in Sodom and Gomorrah, when the people came and were beckoning on the angels, that they wanted to have the angels to themselves, and Lot was willing to give his daughters, and the people said, no, it's these angels we want. The Bible says they drew Lot, shut the door, and struck the people with blindness, and they wearied themselves in front of the door. There was a door before them, but the eyes to see it was not there. One of the blessings of the mercy of God is the miracle of open eyes. The grace to see what others are not seeing. The grace to see what others are not seeing. Father, every blindness that stops your people from seeing opportunities, seeing relationships, access to materials and resources that make for supernatural encounter, I declare right now in the name of Jesus, may their eyes be opened supernaturally. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that as a result of this conference, between now and the end of the year, December, step into dimensions you never thought you would step into. Dimensions more than your physical efforts. In the name of Jesus. Dimensions more than your qualification. In the name of Jesus. The final thing I will do here, I'd like us to stretch our hands and let's pray for Lagos State. Let's pray for the government. Let's pray for all who continue to fight the pandemic. We are responsible citizens, and believers and the church are an advantage. We are not antagonistic to what happens in society. We are responsible contributors to nation building, and we can lend our contribution with our voices. We can lend our contribution as we ask the Lord to step in. So wherever you are, in 1 minute, lift your voice and pray. Pray for all the members of NCDC. Pray for everyone. Are you praying? Lift your voice and cry to the God of heaven. Lord, empower them Some of them do not have the time to spend with their families. Some of them continue to go around to see to it that this pandemic comes to an end. Let's lift up the cry of mercy. Father, while we trust you and thank you because you are putting an end to this, we pray. We bless the Lagos State Government. We bless all of the people appointed for this noble task. We pray that you will help them. In the name of Jesus, as they go around doing their best, as they go around ensuring that the purposes of God are established as far as the wellness of the citizens are concerned, empower them, keep them from sickness. And Lord, we agree in the name of Jesus that this pandemic is on its way out. In the name of Jesus, we agree, we continue to pray and enforce as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will not only bring this to an end, but everything that people have lost, the opportunities, the time, by your spirit you will restore. In the name of the Lord Jesus, by your spirit you will restore. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen and amen. And I pray for you, every challenge you left at home to come here for this conference, I agree with you, standing on the grace of Pastor Shola and his wife, and I decree and declare you return back and you encounter strange testimonies. In the name of Jesus Christ, fresh desire and passion for the things of God. In the name of Jesus, fresh desire for prayer, fresh desire for the word of God. I pray for you for the gift of spiritual sensitivity. You will know what the Spirit is doing part time, and you will not miss out on the program of God for any season. Everyone who is not a member of this church, a pastor, you are an ordained worker somewhere, and you left all to come and stand and worship with this church, may the grace upon this ministry rest upon you. The honor you have shown the Lord, the honor you have shown Pastor Shola, I decree and declare that God himself will reciprocate that honor to you, your businesses, your ministries, in the name of Jesus. And finally, I pray for you that the grace to continually show mercy, the grace to be compassionate, the grace to be tender-hearted, the grace to forbear, let that grace be released upon you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Pastor, thank you again. May the Lord honor you. In Jesus' name.
Hello, thank you for watching us. We don't want this to end without giving you an opportunity to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. You know, after listening to God's word like this, and you have never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, it's an opportunity to come to him, and it's a simple process because he has made all things available. I want to implore you now to give your heart to Christ. And by saying these words, because giving your heart to Christ must be done consciously, he has paid the price. Say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I come to you. I believe that you died for me and that you rose again. I believe that you shed your blood for my justification. I accept your finished work right now, and I confess that you are the Lord of my life. I believe in you. Thank you, Jesus. If you have said those words, you are actually born again, a new creation in Christ. Join us for more of this. God bless you.